of tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, July the 3rd, 2016. Jane Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on Take Captive Every Thought.
It's good to be before you once again. I'm excited at what God is doing, what He already has done. I see some faces that is lit up. So it tells me that you're ready, you armed, and dangerous. One moment here. All right, get my stuff together real quick here. Okay, let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover myself and this building with the blood of Jesus Christ. I ask the giant warring angels to protect us and to come and assist me as I teach your word. Lord, your word says in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 30, He must increase, but I must decrease. I step aside to give you free course to minister to your people. I ask the Holy Spirit to give us a teachable spirit and a learning spirit of your word. And I give you thanks and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's just give God our praise. Just being God all by himself. Amen. He deserves the praises of his people. I want to talk with you today about take captive every thought. Take captive every thought. And when my sister Jerry was teaching this morning, our message coincided together pretty much. And I was sitting, I said, okay, Lord, you up to something again. And I'm excited about that. Okay, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4 through 5, and I'm coming out the Amplified Bible. The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted, proud thing that sets itself up against the truth of knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. How many of you know it's important to take captive every thought, because not all your thoughts are not your own. Our thoughts come from three sources, I believe: God, yourself, and the devil. How do we recognize when we are thinking God's thoughts are the devil's thoughts? How do we recognize that? How do we differentiate the three? In Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8, and it's the King James Version, it breaks the thought process down for us. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things. Pure. Pureness. Lovely. This is the way that we're supposed to think. And I'm just going to kind of teach to you today and kind of take my time a little bit. I don't want to kind of rush this, because this is a very important teaching, I think. So in anything that we think that does not line up with God's word, it is of the devil. And it's the devil's thoughts are ours. So who are you allowing to mold you today? So I say that again. Who are you allowing to mold you? Is it the word of God? are what people say about you. God's words override all evil words spoken from others. God is your Father in heaven, who created you and created you with a purpose. What his word says about you is love and not evil. Satan speaks evil in our thoughts. And if you notice, most of my teachings is more of an encouragement, because I believe in encouraging the saints of God. Because we need to be encouraged in order to fight this good fight of faith. Amen? We need this. So let's talk about some fiery darts. What are fiery darts? And I looked up in the definition, dart. A small missile, usually with a pointed shaft at one end and feathers at the other. Something projected with sudden speed. Something causing sudden pain or distress, used as a weapon to thrust or move with sudden speed. And I also looked up darts again. It's a fiery dart is a weapon of Satan that he uses to inflict a disabling wound into a believer. His objective is to stop us from advancing the kingdom of God in our personal ministry. But also, he wants to wound God's people so they would turn bitter towards God to keep them from his influence. That is his purpose, to turn you against the Almighty God. I believe today, as I stand here, all of us have been through trials and tribulations. We have prayed, we have fasted, we have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to move this thing. He hasn't moved it. Fiery darts continue to attack us, and we don't quite understand. I remember one day, I want to tell you a little story. I was out jogging one day, just getting ready for my physical fitness test. And as I was jogging around the track, I looked down at my shirt. I thought it was just sweat from me just running, but I was pooled in blood. Blood was all over my shirt. And when I looked down, immediately fear hit me. What is going on? And so when I ran back to the house and I pulled my shirt off, my right breast, blood began to just pour out of. I can just squeeze it and blood just shoots everywhere. Immediately, fear tried to seize me. But what I did, I said, Lord Jesus, I don't know what this is, but if this is what you're going to use to take me out, then I'm ready. That's what we all say. But I really felt like a missile had shot between my chest. And this is what the devil wants to do. He wants to get you out of your comfort zone. And he wants you to think that every dart that come after you is to kill you. But I got news for you. The Bible says, why should you die before the time? And see, this is where we have to search the scriptures to find out if the darts are coming from the devil or this is something that God want to use to get some things straight within ourselves. So what I did was I went into the word of God and I believed what the word of God said. And I began to prophesy over my life. I began to anoint my breath and I just gave it to Jesus Christ. And I began to just walk in faith and I pretty much forgot about it. But I went to the doctor because I had to check it out. So when I went there, the doctor did a biopsy. And she came back and she told me, she said, well, it's not benign. She said, but we need to go in and just move some tissue. So they moved the tissue and I went back to see the doctor 2 weeks later. He barely can find what he cut me at. It healed and formed that I can't even find it today. That's the healing of the Holy Spirit. So my teaching today is, don't get upset when fiery darts come your way. Search it out. It's a reason. I don't know if who all is here when I teach them alignment brings assignment. Alignment brings assignment, meaning the things that you're going through is to bring you into alignment in God's word. To bring you in position. How many of you say, Lord Jesus, I want you to use me, Lord God. I want to be used like all these mighty men and women that you use in the Bible days. And when God begins to use you and things begin to happen to you, you don't forget all about that prayer that you had prayed. I want to be used. What you think, God is going to drop it in your lap and you're going to be used? You're going to go through some things. So I say to you today, if you're going through something, check out some of them prayers that you've been praying. Take them off the shelf and begin to go through them and say, oh yeah, I remember back in 2012, I prayed that I want to be used of God. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess God's going to use 2016 to do what he wanted to do to bring me into that place I need to go. So we need to ask and think about these things. So in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 16, in the King James Version reads, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. God has given you power to quench the fiery darts. He's given you the tools that you need. But flesh gets in the way, and it brings fear. They make us think that this is it. Oh, our time is near. But what did God say? Who did God say to you? What did God say? Did he say it's his time? You will know at this time. And I believe that you would know when your time comes. I truly believe that. The enemy throws fiery darts into our mind that are against God's word about you. He speaks evil, and we have to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, which are negative thoughts such as, you cannot do it. I am a failure. I can't be used of God. God can't use me. These are all lies of the enemy. Or I'm going to lose my job. They're laying off everybody. But have you ever been in a situation where they laid off everybody and they kept you? God protected you. If he gave you that job, you got to keep that job. And if you lose that job, then he has another door open for you. I remember when my husband and I, God strategically moved us from Jacksonville, Florida to the Atlanta area. And I gave up a pretty good job on Jacksonville Beach where I was over the health department. And when I got to Atlanta, Georgia, I applied for jobs. And finally, Blue Cross and Blue Shield hired me. And when I went to work for Blue Cross and Blue Shield for 6 months, they decided to move my job to Virginia. They offered the job to me to move to Virginia, but of course I couldn't go. I got discouraged. I was upset. I came home and I told my husband, I said, you know, I feel like I let a job go for almost 16 years in Jacksonville, Florida. Maybe I made the wrong decision. That was the enemy to make me think that the decision that God had put in our heart to transfer from Jacksonville to Atlanta was the wrong decision. But immediately I began to get on my knees and cry out to God. And God gave me Isaiah, the 45th chapter, where he told Cyrus, he said, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will open up the bars of iron and show you the hidden secret mysteries and the treasures. And I began to take on that scripture, make that scripture personal for me. And I began to say, everybody had Cyrus. I said, I will go before Gene and make the crooked places straight. I prophesied into my destiny. And right here today, God showed me the hidden secret treasures where I'm able to retire and I work for Jesus Christ. So why am I giving this testimony to somebody today? He don't want you to worry about where your money coming from. That is not your job. How many times we take on God's job? He wants you to get out of the way and do what he has called you to do, and he got you. I promise you, he got you. And I thank God for it. So anybody who going through financial situation, take Isaiah, the 45th chapter, and make it personal for you. God will show you those secret hidden mysteries and treasures, and he'll open up the bars of iron for you. He will do that. A wound from a fiery dart is so debilitating that it makes it very difficult for the wounded person to even forgive the offender. When somebody has wounded you or hurt you, it can be very difficult for you to forgive that person. The person must first forgive in order for their healing to take place. And here at Lake Hamilton, we talk about it all the time. Going through deliverance, you have to forgive because it's very important for your healing. Very important. And it cannot be from a lip offering. It has to be straight from the heart. Remember I talked about last night, God judges the heart of man. He didn't say the lips. He said the heart. That means that he looks on the inside of you. And when he looks on the inside of you and he sees that pure heart, then he can move on your situation. And Matthew's the 6th chapter, verse 14 in the Amplified Bible says, "For if you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, your heavenly Father will also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And that's the word of God. So you have to forgive. Paul warned Timothy that everyone who endeavored to live a godly life will suffer persecution. Paul warned us of this. But in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 12, in the Amplified Bible says, "Indeed, all who delight in piety and are determined to live a devoted, godly life in Christ Jesus will meet with persecution, will be made to suffer because of their religious stand for Jesus Christ." So you will meet persecution face to face, but it's up to you how you deal with the situation. Persecution comes not only from physical entities, but from spiritual ones as well. And 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 3 through 5 in the Amplified Bible says, "But though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. We are wrestling against invisible powers and principalities, against wicked spirits in high places, who seeks to control our minds and distort our thought patterns. The power of darkness are active this very moment as I stand before you. The power of darkness are ready to go to work. But are we ready to fight? Are we ready? Are we equipped for the battle? God's word shows us how to prevent the powers of darkness from taking advantage over us. In fact, the Bible not only shows us what we are to look for, but how to respond to Satan's schemes when we are attacked. When we submit ourselves to the directions of God's word, the Holy Spirit alerts us to every attack of the enemy and equips us with the grace we need to overcome the moment of our testing. He will equip you. He will give you the tools that you need. You are not in this alone. The Holy Spirit got you. Oh, yes, he do. And how do I know that? Because he lives on the inside of you. You have accepted him as your personal savior. So guess what? You have been adopted into the vine. So you don't have to worry about the devil lies. What you need to do is believe what he says. Because when our mind can connect with our spirit, our heart, then we can believe what the word of God says about us. We have to change the way we think. Know your enemy. Know them that labor among you. Know your enemy. In James, the 4th chapter, verse 6, in the Amplified Bible says, "But he gives us more and more grace, power of the Holy Spirit, to meet this evil tendency and all others fully." That is why he says, God sets himself against the proud and the haughty, but he gives grace continually to the lowly, those who are humble enough to receive it. So if you're humble enough to receive it, grace is already upon you. He has given it to you. By humbling ourselves, We allow the Lord to mold, shape, and break us. The Word of God says that we are like vessels. And 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 20 through 22 in the Amplified Bible says, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also utensils of wood and earthenware, and some for honorable and noble use, and some for menial and ignoble use. So whatever cleanses himself, whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates from contact with contamination and corrupting influences within himself, be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. Shun youthful lusts, flee from them, and aim at and purse righteousness. All that is virtuous and good, right living, conformity to the will of God in thought, word, and deeds. And aim at and pursue faith, love, and peace, harmony, and concord with others. And fellowship with all Christians who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. That's what he's looking for. A pure heart. When a vessel is broken, light begins to shimmer through. So allow God to break you. Allow the light to shine, to shimmer on your faults, your sin. God want to take that light, and he want that light to burn bright, but he wanted to come from a pure flow, a pure heart. So allow him to do the work in you. To defend ourselves from their schemes, God give us several pieces of spiritual armor. Above all, he give us what the Bible says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 16, where it talks about the shield of faith. Shields are like other pieces of armor. They are defensive. They are used to deflect arrows and block sword thrusts. In this case, we are told that Satan has fiery darts, which he hurls at us in battle. These darts are poisonous, impulses, and corrupt suggestions which seeks to enter our minds and paralyze our walk with God. Darts can come in the form of unforgiveness and grudges, sexual lust, the love of money, the cares of the world, the fear of the future, religious pride, accusations, criticism. These flaming darts are aimed at the mind and seeks to penetrate our thought life. If they enter in and stick, the fire they bring ignites into blazing strongholds, and we become consumed with depression, defeat, fear, and doubt. This is Satan consuming fire. This is what Satan does. But the Lord has decreed that it is often necessary that we go through these fiery darts. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 12, in the Amplified Bible says, beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you. Trials come to try you. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. So when they come, embrace them. Find out why are you going through this. If God didn't move this, it's a reason. It's a reason why he didn't move it. But we need to find out. Get into the Word. Find out what is going on. I have some issues that I want God to move that he has not done yet. But I believe that I'm going to walk it out. And I'm going to keep the mind of Christ. And I'm going to keep day from day confessing it. I am healed. I'm going to walk in my healing. And I think what is wrong with us sometimes, if we can't see the evidence, then it's hard for us to connect with what is actually going on. But this is why I said earlier, our mindset got to be changed. It got to be renewed. We got to think the way Christ thinks. And as Christian, I have seen so many Christians, so many weak Christians, when the fiery trials come, how they just crumble. And then you got the world looking, if she going through all of that, then who is this God that she's serving? And as I said on last night, we shouldn't have to show in our personality what we're going through. It's very important, saints, that we get it together. That we really, really get it together. And that starts with me. I had to change my mindset. When that blood was on my shirt, I could have just went pure out of my mind. But I kept it together. And I trusted God. And each trial that I have to hurdle over, I get stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's what God expects of us. The purpose for them is to break us to the point where we're able to receive His grace and be a ministry to the life to others. How many know the trials that we're going through is for somebody else as well? But before this can happen, we must first suffer many defeats. And these defeats are designed to crush our pride, as Jerry said earlier. Here's pride again. This is the second time. Confirmation. Is somebody still dealing with pride? During these defeats, we learn that we are not strong enough to quench Satan's darts in your own power or strength. And that's why in 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 4 in the Amplified Bible says, "For whatever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, and even our faith." We are victorious in Jesus Christ. So we need to start walking it out. We need to start talking it out. We need to start acting like it. And we show them we need to start walking like it. Because we are victorious in Jesus Christ. One thing I learned about those who serve the devil, they know who they are. So we as saints have to know who we are. In Jesus Christ. It's time not for playing with the devil. He is not playing with us. God has given us the Bible. The Bible is our instructions. It's our guideline to live in a prosperous, healthier life in this world. So if you don't eat the whole book and apply it to your situation, it's nobody's fault but yours. As I remember, the Bible said this is a personal thing. A personal issue. So each and every one of you have to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mama can't get it for you. Daddy can't get it for you. Husband can't get it for you. And neither wife. This is a personal walk. So let's talk about the mind, the battlefield. Are you going to allow the thoughts of others to stop you from your God-given purpose and calling? Because of what you're going through? Because God had to move that situation? This is exactly what the devil wants to happen. Are you living in thoughts of what others say that are not true? God's word is true about you. You must take captive every thought into submission and cast it down. That means casting down anything that does not line up with the word of God. If it does not speak love, it is the devil. Are you going to allow evil words spoken over you, creating low self-image of insecurity? It does not come from God. What God says about you is true. And what others says about you, it doesn't matter. So how do we get our mind clean, our filth? Number one, we need to have the mind of Christ activated in our lives, as 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. It's already there. You just need to become confront. You need to become forefront in our minds. We need to know God's thoughts. and his thoughts come out of the Word of God. You need this in order to weigh the Spirit. As the Bible tells us to do, to know if they are of God or not. Do a Bible study of words one day. Here's what I want you to do. Do a Bible study on think, thoughts, and mind. A Bible study on think, thoughts, and mind. And see what God says about all of this. What does he say about you? Do a Bible study on it. Study it. And see what God has in there. There's a gold nugget in there for you. Search it out. When you understand what he is saying, you will then be able to recognize the thoughts in your own mind, whether they are of good or evil. This is called discernment, knowing the difference between good and evil. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verse 14. The Bereans search the scripture daily, whether those things were so. And this is what God expects for us to do, to search out the scriptures. Ask for discernment. Pray for discernment, because we're going to need discerning of spirits in these times. Number 2, cast the thoughts out that are not of God. And 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We are taking every thought captive. Did you know that if someone did something wrong to you, and you begin to think bad thoughts about them, you have just taken the bait of the enemy. No matter what happens in our lives, to us or around us, we ought to think good at all times. So how do you do that? How do I think good of someone who hurt me, who penetrated my heart? By thinking on those things that's pure and what the Word of God says. We have to do this. Because if you don't, you have taken the bait of the enemy. Think positive, since the mind is the battlefield. Think good of all men, as the Bible teaches. This whole thought issue has to do with relationship with people. If there were no people, half of our evil thoughts would be gone, because the people are gone. And some of us wish they was gone, so we won't have to worry about it. The less people, the less thoughts, the less thing I have to worry about. However, there is still ourselves, so we can think evil as well. So don't forget, you still can think evil, even if nobody's around. So you still haven't got out the woods. We are not to even think evil of ourselves. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28, in the Amplified Bible says, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good too, and for those who love God and are called according to his design purpose. Design purpose. He designed you for a purpose. Number 3, understand that these thoughts don't just pop in our heads. These thoughts come from what is in our heart. In Mark, the 7th chapter, verse 20 through 23 in the Amplified Bible says, and he said, what comes out of a man is what makes a man unclean and renders him unhallowed. For far from within, that is, out of the hearts of men, come base and wicked thoughts, sexual immorality, stealing, murder, adultery, coveting, and greedy desire to have more wealth, dangerous and destructive, wickedness, deceit, unrestraint, indecent conduct, an evil eye, envy, slander, evil speaking, malicious, misrepresentation, abusiveness, pride, the sin of an unlifted heart against God and man, foolish, folly, lack of sin, recklessness, thoughtlessness. We need to come face to face with what is truly in our hearts. And what I have noticed in this camp, it keeps leading us back to what's in our heart, the pride spirit. So that tells me prophetically that the Holy Spirit want to deal with that heart and that pride, because it keeps coming back. See, one thing I usually do is pay attention when something keeps coming back and back and back, because it's a reason. So ask God while you sit there, God, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want to do to my heart? Is something still in my heart that I haven't surrendered it to you? Is there still any pride, as my brother said today, he asked God to get rid of that pride because I don't want it. Is that pride still in me? Ask him. And if these thoughts start to surface, and when we begin responding to them, it's time to begin casting down these thoughts, as 2 Corinthians 10:5 says to do. Number 4, know your enemy thoughts. In order to truly be set free, we need to know both good and evil. And Hebrews the 5th chapter verse 14 says, we need to discern ourselves. What I believe is this. When we think a thought, it is because it's something in us. Because the enemy can only cause us to think wrong if we have something in us he can draw on. For example, I cannot be tempted to rob a bank. It's not in me. I ain't going to jail. I can't be confined. That's a no-no. Out of the question. I can't even be tempted to smoke a cigarette because I no longer have that addiction. But I can be tempted, as Jerry said, with chocolate. I can be tempted to judge. And I am tempted to fear. Because fear can come quickly and tempt you. The process of everyone's life is to be sanctified in body, soul, and spirit. This is a process. An ongoing process. A process means there is time involved. It's going to take some time. But are you willing to go through the process? See, some of us want a microwave fix, punch the button, and let it go. Even though God has already purged you and cleansed you from a lot of things that were in your heart, still, as much more work needs to be done. Number 5, separate the thoughts now. Remember, our thoughts come one or three places. That was God, ourself, or the devil. And Hebrews the 4th chapter verse 13 in the Amplified Bible says, and not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight. For all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless, revealed to the eyes of him with whom we have to give an account. There's not one man that's living on this earth that don't have something they are dealing with. It's either the Holy Spirit, myself, or the devil. Once I categorize them in my mind, I was able to capture the devil thoughts, bind them up, and cast them out. And what I'm saying is that every time an evil thought came into my mind, I cast it out immediately. I don't sit there and dwell on it. I cast it out. But see, if you sit there and dwell on it, try to figure it out and examine it, by that time it done got in your spirit. And now it's another level that you're going to have to go to.
Yep. Good word there.
At first, I had to do this 100 times because I didn't get it right the first time. So we can't act like we got it all together, that we just deep person. It took maybe 1,000 times for me, I don't know. And I still ain't got some of it right, but I'm working on it. Like Jerry said, I'm a work in progress. Then it got less and less as time went on. Because I believe by taking responsibility for our thoughts, taking charge of what is in there, recognizing if it's wrong thought, and telling it to leave, is cleansing my heart at the same time. because I'm not allowing it to penetrate. Because I don't have time for that. I found that many people stay in bondage because they are not willing to see what is in their own heart. Or they are afraid to see what is there. What are you hiding? What are you holding on to? What is it that you don't want to let go? What is it that you're afraid to be face to face with? Once we see it, half of the battle is already won. How is that? Because once you identify it and know what you're dealing with, then you can go after that spirit. Not knowing what you're dealing with, I feel it's a problem. Because you want to know what is happening to you. You want to identify the root of the problem. So we take it, we capture it and cast it out, and God does the restoring, the purging, the healing in line with our own words. Number 6, the last one. Recognize that those things within you that the enemy uses are not you. They are the sin in you that God is wanting to get out. Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 20, in the Amplified Bible says, "Now, if I do what I do not desire to do, it is no longer I doing it. It is not myself that I ask, but the sin, the principle, which dwells within me, fixed and operating in my soul." It's not you. In other words, there are things I don't want to do because I know not to. But then I do them anyway. We need to understand that it is a sin in us using our bodies to live out their characteristics. They need a body to live out their characteristics. Don't let it be your body. Don't let them cross the line. You let the enemy know you cannot cross this line. This body is for Jesus Christ. He lives here. The devil and Jesus cannot live in the same place here. My Bible told me, say, a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. So I only live for one God, and that's Jesus Christ. The devil has no room here. He has no place here. We have simply allowed them because we didn't know any better. In order to get them out, they have to manifest so you can see what is in you. So if you see something manifesting, God brought it to a head because he wanted to come out of you. He wanted to deal with that thing. He don't want you to suppress it and say, "I'll deal with that later." If God is exposing something and bringing something to a head, he brought it to a head and exposed it because he wanted to deal with it. The danger is to ignore it and not accept that you have a problem. Because if you don't accept that you have a problem and that this thing needs to be dealt with, then you have taken on another spirit. His mercy is new every morning. Every morning. We can go to the throne and we can cry out to our Savior, Jesus Christ, "Help me. I no longer want to be this way. Get it out of me. I want to be changed. I don't want this anymore. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the deceit. I'm tired of murmuring, complaining. I no longer want this." And he's ready to meet you right at your knees. Stand with me. I want you to take a moment. If there's anybody that has hurt you or wounded you that you have not yet forgiven, take this opportunity to ask the Holy Spirit to shine a spotlight on anybody that you have not forgiven, whether they're living or dead, because we must forgive in order for our healing to take place. And when you finish, you can be seated. Whether it's your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, whoever it is, ask the Holy Spirit to shine a spotlight on it. They may have molested you. They may have violated you. They may have hurt your feelings, and you can't get over it. They hurt you deeply. They betrayed you. They talked about you. They backstab you. You trusted them. You put your hopes and dreams in you. They let you down. How could I forgive them when I trusted that very one that I told my secrets to? You have to forgive. You have to let it go. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Reveal it to you. Because you want to be set free. Your mother may have hurted you. You may have never had the relationship that you desire. You never became that woman that you wanted to because she didn't nurture you the way that you want to be nurtured. So I hold her responsible. You have to forgive and let it go. You may have never met your father before. You're angry. He was never there for me. How can I forgive him? How can I love someone that I've never seen before? How can I forgive someone that I never met before? But you have to forgive. You have to let it go. Your children, they may have disappointed you. They may have not turned out to be the people you expected them to be. But you have to let it go. That son, that daughter, may be on drugs, in the street doing him and everything that he or she possibly can. You can't forgive them because they didn't come out of a family in that type of environment. So how could they turn out that way? You have to forgive and let it go. Let it go. The pastor hurt you. He took your position. He didn't notice you. You gave it your all. You gave to that ministry. You gave so much. They used you. And I gave it all. They promised me a position. They promised to take me up under their wings. And they shunned me away. How can I forgive them? How can they betray me? They stole from me everything that I had. And now I'm barely making it. How can I forgive them? How can I forgive them for what they've done to me? They lied. They cheated. How can I forgive my sister and my brother? They always was acknowledged by my mother and my father, but they never loved me. How can I forgive? When you finish searching your heart, you can be seated. Your husband left you with all the bills, the children, and now he's flying all over the world enjoying himself, and I'm struggling. How can I forgive him? My life has changed, and I'm no longer the same. He calls me to be in this predicament. How can I forgive him? That wife, she had an affair on me. How can I forgive her when I loved her and gave her everything? How do you forgive a person who had pierced your very soul and crushed you to your very means? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive. And when you finish, you may be seated. That uncle, that aunt may have violated you. How can I forgive that person? Help me to forgive that person. The Holy Spirit is here, and he will help you. Repeat after me. Father, I ask that you wash my spirit, soul and body, with the blood of the Lamb. I curse every corruptible seed that has been planted in me. And I command it to wither and die. I command every foul, unclean spirit they may have attached itself to me to loose me now, to leave me now, this property, to seek dry ground and never return, in Jesus' name. I now take back all ground I have given over to Satan by my sins and the sins of my ancestors, and claim by faith that they all are forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I claim that ground back by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and dedicate it to the Lord. I yield by faith every area of my life over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and full control of the Holy Spirit. I dedicate my spirit, soul, body to Jesus Christ. Claim by faith that I am filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now breathe in and out for me. Take one deep breath and breathe in and out. All over this place. Give me one big cough. Come on, we're coming after these spirits. One big cough. Come on. Come on out. Come on out. Out of there. I bind the spirit of false revelation. I come against you now. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people right now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of God's people. I come against the arrows that were shot at you. I come against you and I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people and let them go. I come against the stings that were shot at you in the spirit realm that attach your body. I bind you, I break your powers, and I command you to loose God's people all over this place. Come on, give me one big cough again. Come on out of there, cough it out of there, out of there. Come, I come against a fit. I come against you. I break your powers, and I command you to loose God's people and let them go now. I come against the spirit of put down. You've been put down by your friends. You've been put down by your husband. You've been put down by your wife. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against that spirit where you talk down to your wife. You stupid. You dumb. You ignorant. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, cough it out. Come on, out of there. I come against that spirit where the wife talked down to the husband. You stupid. You dumb. You ignorant. You will never mount up to nobody. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against mind control. I bind you and I command you to go and loose God's people in the name of Jesus. Mind control. Mind control. I come against a squid spirit where you feel like your mind just been squeezed that you can't think. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the evil thoughts. Thinking evil thoughts. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people and let them go now. Evil thoughts, come out of there. Come out of the esophagus. Come out of the lungs. Come out of the mind. Come out of the thoughts. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the thoughts of suicidal spirits. Suicidal. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, cough it out. Come on, out of there. Come on, loose God's people and let them go. I bind the spirit of fear. I cast you out. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love and power and of a sound mind. So therefore, fear cannot stay there. And I command you to come up out of God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against mental problems. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now and let them go. I come against the tentacles that's causing you to feel like you can't think, that you can't do anything. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. With a real person, step forward now. Come forth. Come forth now. I call you forth and I pull you in the name of Jesus. And I bind you right now and I cast you out and I command you to go and loose God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. We have authority over you and we command you to go. You cannot stay there. You have been evicted. So therefore, I demand you to loose God's people now and let them go. I come against bad memories as a child where you were molested. They violated me. They took advantage of me. My mother didn't even believe me when they molested me. When they came into my room and they touched me and violated me. And they took my womanhood. They took my manhood. I come against that spirit. I cast you out. And I command you to loose dark people and let them go. Come on. All over this place. Loose. Loose and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the fiery dots where you've been pierced in your back. I pull it out. I pull out the dagger out of your back. I pull it out in the name of Jesus. I cast you out and I command you to loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there. Out of there. I take the dagger out. I pull the dagger out now. I pull it out of your heart. I pull it out of your heart. I pull it out of your back. I cast it out and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. You cannot stay there. You have no legal right and I command you to go. I execute my authority and I claim the victory of Jesus Christ today that it will come out. You will loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against backbiting, backstabbing. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people and let them go. Come on, one big call. Come on, one big call. Call it out. Backstabbing, backbiting. Come on, I know some of you all have backbite people. You have backstab people. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now and let them go. Backbiting spirit, backstabbing spirit. I come against you and I break your powers. I come against backstabbing. Backstabbing people. You talk a good talk in your face, but when you turn your back, you backstab that person. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go. God does hate that. He can stand that. And you will have to get rid of that today. If you are a backbiter, a backstabber, a liar, a cheater, God will not stand for that. He will not stand for that. You have to get rid of those things. I come against you and I break your powers in Jesus' name. I come against the critical spirit. You critical everything. Nothing ain't never right. I come against your spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. The critical spirit. You critical of everything. Everything you look at. Everything you see. You critical. She don't look right. He don't look right. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the perfectional spirit. You so perfect. You so perfect. There's none like you. The perfectionist spirit. Everything got to be right. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. All over this place, I come against unbelief. I come against doubt. I come against fear. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. You have no authority here. You have no authority here. Fear, you have to bow down to Jesus Christ. Doubt, you have to bow down to Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is against you, and you cannot stay here. I ask that the Holy Spirit recalls His blood to scatter over this place, and I come against right now every evil spirit that is operating or working in you cannot stay. And I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let it go. Out of here. Out of there. Come on. Out of the esophagus. Out of the lungs. Out of the tongue. The craving and the desiring it. Out of there. Come on. I come against smoking cigarettes. Sneaking and smoking cigarettes. Nobody see me. I come against that spirit. I come against the craving and the desire. Out of the tongue. Come on. Out of there. Out of the lungs. Come on. Out of there. I break your powers and I command you to go. I come against drinking secretly. Nobody sees me. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. Out of the tongue, the craving, the desire. Gotta have it. Come on out of there. I command you to go and loose God's people now all over this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the judgmental spirit. Everybody, you judge. They not good enough. They didn't do this here. They don't have it right. I come against the judgmental spirit. You judge that person, the same judgment will come back to you. I come against that judgmental spirit, and I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the argumental spirit. Everything you got to argue about, there's nothing right. You can't hold a decent conversation. Every time you talk, the argument flares up. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command. command you to go. I command you to loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. I come against the guilt spirit. Guilt about everything. Your fault. My fault. I come against that spirit and I command you to go. And loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against no tolerance. Don't have no tolerance for nobody. No tolerance spirit. Everything get on your nerves. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to go and lose them now in Jesus' name. I come against the anger spirit, the temper tantrum spirit, ADHD, ADD. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to go and lose God's people now. Angry, temper tantrum. They don't know me. I will hurt somebody. I will tell them off. I will cut them out. I come against that spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now all over this place in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to say this to you, saints. If you're dealing with that angry spirit, if you don't deal with that spirit, it's going to show out on you one day. And it's going to come right in the time that you least expecting it. So if you don't get rid of that spirit, it will raise its head again. So if you're dealing with the spirit of anger, rage, temper tantrum, you need to get it out of here. Because that spirit will show out on you. What's in you coming out? Well, having a fit, come out, having a fit. You having a fit, childlike attitude, coming out, having a fit. I can't have my way. I would do this. I'll do that. I'm going to have my way. I come against that spirit, and I break your powers, and I command you to go. Last one. I come against the Jezebel spirit. Domination, manipulation, controlling spirit. If I can't dominate it, if I can't manipulate it, if I can't control it, I will not have it. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to go and lose God's people now. All over this place. Yes, a man can have a Jezebel spirit just as a woman. Yes, he can, because he want to dominate, he want to manipulate, he wants to control. I come against that spirit and I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people. Hallelujah. God bless you. Give God a hand. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just ask that, Lord God, that you will restore every area, Lord God. Every crack, every hole, that you'll restore it, that you'll replace it with your image. And I pray tonight, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would set and continue to set your people free tonight. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done and what you're about to do, because we know that you are not finished. And Lord, we just bless you. We thank you for deliverance that has taken place, and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
I also speak in the name of Jesus for healing.
Yes.
For the Spirit of the Living God to come and fill those empty spots.
Yes.
That have just left you.
Yes.
And for healing in those areas.
Yes.
In your life. I speak healing unto you by the name of Jesus. Healing. Right now. In Jesus' name. You are dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.